I'd like to turn to professional culture and get your insights, Nigel, into working as a broker in the city, and ask you the extent to which you were subsumed into a particular culture when you were working there.
Yeah, it was a culture shock. And there was a feeling that if you didn't adapt and adjust to this culture, you weren't going to succeed. And one aspect of it, I don't know how much I can repeat on this interview because it includes lots of words beginning with F and ending in K. And that was the standard kind of communication in the office. And if you didn't use that kind of language, you were clearly not a player. So if you asked politely for a foreign exchange quote, people would laugh. And you'd become very quickly a sort of joke, you know. Again, it's very difficult to give examples because I don't want to fill the interview with lots of bad language. And yet moving, let's say, to pharmaceutical industry, where a word beginning with S and ending in T would still be considered risque, quite clearly very different things. And I think we need to be aware that different professions, if you work at a website company, the language changes, the tone changes, the speed changes.